Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What the fuck is up, baby boys? Woo. What up, doggies, dogettes, baby boys, baby goys? How you feeling out there? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Friday show, Friday morning. Only starting 25 minutes late. Why not? Why not? Come on, man. You show up to the party a little late. They're like, holy shit, Louis is here. Wow. You show up early. No one's there to go, wow, Louis is here. So that's what happens every day I do anything. That's what's going on. I want a lot of wows.
Can I tell you what a great morning I've had so far?
Shut up, Zach.
Yeah. The joy I've experienced.
Good, you're not touching my other vape pen.
Going to get my coffee at Dunkin'. Lewis is online. Does not notice me. Okay. I'm standing behind Lewis for the tail end of his order and while they're making it. Nothing.
Which, by the way, I brought donuts in for everybody. Real Ass Friday is get donuts on the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. And I'm not a fucking Jew kike like Ralph Sutton, partner. It's what he is. Whoa. He knows what he is. He knows what he is. A little redundant, I know. Okay. You know what Ralph does every time? He orders donuts or anything for the team. He charges it to the company.
Petty cash, is it?
He charges it to the company because he's a cheap scumbag. And we're also breaking open Ralph today as well.
Can we get four donuts cut into six?
Wait, what happened at the end of your...
I'm behind Lewis. The kendama's on the counter. The skateboard's between his legs. He's wrestling with his bag. It's a nightmare.
Can I tell you, do you know the one little factor?
Go ahead.
I had my vape pen in my hand.
No, that's what I'm watching it.
Okay.
I'm watching all this in real time. He's getting his money out, but he's got all his toys, and he can't
not toys. First of all, my kendama is a weapon. At any moment, I can fucking whip it in somebody's fucking
It looked like he was going to take a frog out of his pocket and put it on the counter. So I'm watching this fucking 6'4 little rascal try to fucking make change. And he's got his vape pen. He's got his vape pen in his hat. And he's like, and he's just adjusting everything. His bag, this. And then I see him take the hat off. Vape pen careening to the floor, cracks, and now he's just yelling fuck at a Dunkin' Donuts. I've never been happy.
Yeah. It cracked?
By the way, I'm standing behind him, beaming, and he has no idea I'm there. I'm watching two old Asian ladies back away from him.
Yeah.
He's just going, fuck!
Did I pay for these now? Smoked honey's off the face of the map. I don't even know where the fuck they went. I gotta fucking pay for these.
Smoke Honey guy's buried in the fucking desert somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Literally the last time anybody saw them was Skankfest.
Yes, I have no idea. Smoke Honey, we might have killed Smoke Honey at Skankfest. We have no idea. I'm paying for these now. So now I'm fucking like, when they fall, that's a $30 fucking crack right there. That's it.
That's not Smoke Honey?
No.
The last time I saw them at Skankfest, they were just like, man, I'm kind of afraid to leave here today. And then that was it. That was the last I heard of them. This is going to be like a serial podcast we should do about them.
So finally, Lewis pays, turns around, and I'm just smiling at him. And he goes, did you see that?
So what happens when it cracks? So I've never seen one of those crack before. It just like immediately goes out.
It's awful. It gets your fucking fingers and pocket all gooey and sticky.
Wow.
It's like college, Feeny.
Yeah. Oh, is that your introduction?
You're gay.
Hi, everybody.
We have a great show planned today.
There we go.
We have a great show planned today. It is the Real Ass Podcast. It's Friday. We ain't fucking around, okay? We have two white males in studio once again.
Straight
white males. Mike Feeney's here.
Hey-o.
What up, baby boy?
Fuck yeah, let's do this.
Let's do it. You ready to rock? You ready to get in the podcasting driver's seat?
I got half a fucking donut in me. I got this iced coffee coursing through my veins. I'm ready to run through walls.
Hell yeah. I brought in donuts, everyone. You're welcome, everyone. You're welcome, Shannon.
I ate one of them. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You can have a donut. I brought them for everybody because I'm a fucking god amongst men.
Introduce our other guest.
Colin Terrell's here, everyone. Back by popular demand.
What's up? Yes.
We're doing repeats now.
Another mixed.
Well, it's us without, I guess last time you guys were on, Shane was on as well.
Yeah, so, you know.
So, you know, it'll be a less listened to episode.
This will be a
dud. Yeah, it's just kind of the one
now
B.
The contest is which one of you won't show up next time. He'll be doing well.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely, Shane will say goodbye to all of us.
Has he not already?
No. He's still out
there. He just did Irish Goodbye this episode, which is out this week, and... doing quite well.
Shane's not famous. What are we doing here? What are we pretending?
What's actually kind of crazy? He's like way more known than I thought. Because like, especially after this episode of Irish Goodbye came out and stuff, there's been like a lot of people. Like he's got a small little army behind him.
You know, Shane, this is the most important people. This is, you know, we built this fucking podcast network off of this concept. It's like
ground level fans.
Those are the fucking ones that go to war. It's very punk rock. Shane is in a place right now where he's like, you know, it's very cool and very punk rock. And it's very like...
But he's also mainstream. He's doing Comedy Central everything.
Yeah, it's going to go away. He gets too drunk on podcasts. Wait till they call through the show.
Yeah, he tells
Shane
some fun stories about things, getting drunk and saying things to people he later realizes is Comedy Central industry.
So look, we have an incredible show plan today. As always, best podcast in the world. We did a survey on the Gas Digital Twitter, and overwhelmingly we heard that Real Ass Podcast was the best podcast of it.
There was a lot of Irish.
You got a couple IGP mentions.
Don't say a couple.
Two or three. I mean, Shannon, do me a favor. Look up the tweet, and I want you to scroll
through. Guarantee it was over three. I'll bet any amount of money it was over three. At least four.
What's the over-under on Irish Goodbye? I want you to count the amount of people that said Irish Goodbye was their favorite podcast.
Guarantee. Or mentions Irish Goodbye in any capacity.
Definitely not.
Or even
Irish
says
Goodbye.
Words Irish
I also
Goodbye.
Listen. I also listen to Irish Goodbye.
I hate the Irish Goodbye. That counts.
Yeah,
it's in.
Anything, if the word podcast is mentioned, that's part of the title. So you got to look through it. But a lot of people, boy, is it.
A lot of people are talking about podcasts.
Yeah. He said it's, you know.
Also, if they just say the word faggot, that counts towards it.
That is
colossal.
True.
Then they refer.
Have you gone to see Cannon's son yet?
No, dude, I was out of town when he had the baby. I was in Michigan, and then I came back when, and then we were going to go there. I was going to go the day I landed, but it was the day they were coming back from the hospital. So he's like, we actually aren't going to have visitors today. But I'm looking forward to seeing that fucking 8-pound, 11-ounce fucking bowling ball of a baby.
Stop throwing facts in to prove to us that you care about this baby.
I didn't care. It's like no. Anthony, I know facts. You know what I mean? You don't have to care about facts, but you got to know them.
You haven't seen
it's a cute kid.
This is your best friend.
He's a good guy.
Circumcised.
We host a podcast together. Yeah. Yeah, I see him regularly.
I know him. I have his email. So
Is he not your best friend?
He's definitely, yeah, he's up there. He's one of my good.
He's up there.
He's I fucking, you
he's
know,
in the running.
I love him like a brother. You know what I mean?
I love him like a brother. Yeah. You have brother.
Because you have your, yeah. You know what I mean? You got like your comedy friend, your lifelong friend.
Your
and
real
those
friends.
People kind of like, you know,
I don't really have coworkers. Lifelong yeah. friends. I don't have, like, I mean, I have a few. My buddy Dave Green, I'm still friends with. We jammed.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You have your like four or five friends that you like carry from like your neighborhood or wherever we grew up. And then you have, you know, like the people that you met later on and stuff, you know?
So you consider Cannon below those other guys?
No, I put him like he, you know, like nothing's ever going to beat somebody that I've known since I was 8.
So who's your best
friend? You know
friend?
What I mean?
Your wife?
Well, I got pals Billy and Matt. They, you know what I mean? That I grew
I feel
up
like you're
with.
You're making these people up. These aren't real.
Those are two very.
What are you
Billy,
fucking? That's
I'll Jughead.
Fucking, yeah.
Scooter.
Fucking.
The Gooch.
How did that? Did we mention? What was the final number on that tweet, Shannon? Was it like 300 or 400?
Chunk.
I'm still counting through them, but it's
wow. Still counting. You see
it's
that?
Neck and neck right now between Irish Goodbye and Real House Podcast.
Oh, look at that.
Up.
On his own
literally.
Network.
Actually, I think
literally
Real House Podcast just edged ahead in front of me. It says rap because it's 3 episodes a week and I know I'm going to hear the N-word.
See?
That just puts me over the edge.
You're goddamn niggery right.
You don't drop M-bombs on the Irish Goodbye?
No. We want careers.
I know, seriously.
Fake Irish Goodbye, huh?
There's the N-word sounds so charming through an Irish accent. Call him?
Well, nah, you have to.
You were so close. You started it.
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we should have recorded before we started, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Real House Podcast. We offer. That's the other thing I noticed. Like, we offer people
diversity.
A lot of shows,
a lot of diversity,
a lot of diversity.
Got
obviously,
a couple of these white guys, those white guys.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We do have a lot of shows. We put out 3 shows per week, pretty goddamn consistently. So a lot of other people, they, you know, look. Legion of Skanks is great. It's a great show. Obviously, mm-hmm. I'm part of it. I'm one of the Legion of Skanks. Legendary show. What we're doing in the industry has been unheard of. But
the industry hasn't heard of it.
That's fun. That's just fun for the whole family.
They've heard of us. Oh, they've heard. They know. They're afraid. They're afraid of the Legion of Skanks. But the Real Ass Podcast, when you say, oh shit, I listen to Legion of Skanks, where do I go now? What else is there? Here we are.
If you
and
know,
good,
I simply
a good 1/7
yeah.
or 1/8 of you guys, you listen. So yeah, thank you. Yeah, I really
if you don't like
it.
Hearing about politics or listen to sad hookers tell stories,
yeah. then this is
the
alternative.
Not just hookers,
well, that's
porn
the thing.
Stars.
One yeah. Legion of Skanks goes away eventually when either Dave becomes a full fledged conservative Christian and won't do it anymore, or Jay gets too famous. Realist Podcast will be here.
Right.
And we will pay
you'll be offering. You'll be offering sheer quantity.
Yes.
3 episodes a week.
Yes, but I've said this before, and I'll say it again, man. We offer more laughs per week than most podcasts.
What about this? What if you took the 3 episodes a week and you edited? People are way into editing podcasts
Ooh,
now. Do you notice that?
Edited into one supercast.
1 hour, it'd be bam, 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 bam.
Cut all the fans. It's like, nigger.
Nope. It would mostly be Zach talking, yeah. I would imagine. But it would be...
you got it.
Yeah. But no, you know.
And now, Godfrey.
Editing is such a popular thing on like any popular podcast, with the exception of like I guess Rogan and stuff. A lot of them are always chopped up and edited, and it's like not only accepted, it's almost appreciated, which I find a little weird.
Well, it depends what you want. Like if you look at Serial, like that's a produced show. I think people listen to these podcasts because they want to sit in on the conversation. It's a much different thing. But the more popular category is probably those produced podcasts that have really. You know, high quality sound production, and there's different sound effects happening, and it's you
not
know,
even there's conversational ones that are like Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert is edited. Like, there's a bunch of ones.
Well, Dice's cast was a 2-hour show that he would edit to an hour. It was like straight up edited down to an hour.
Right.
To all of the bullshit was edited out. There's a few podcasts on the network that have stuff edited out if there's lulls. We just don't do it on this show because number one, we do 3 shows a week, and number two, I don't feel like it's necessary. I think that's part of the mixture, part of the ingredients is like once in a while you're gonna have a conversation that's a little bit fucking
like
you know,
this.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna bore people to
Holy
death like
shit.
This. Calm's
here. This is crazy.
It's General Colin Torellis here. Introduce him 4 or 5 times a show just to let him know.
You woke up. No, it's great. This is great. Let's talk about editing podcasts that are more successful than this one. That's great. Hey guys, just so you know, there's better podcasts out there that
well,
are
ain't
edited.
Better. Ain't nothing better, nigga.
Ain't Whoops. Nothing better.
Oh.
Ain't nothing better. Maybe
stop,
it's more
stop
popular.
Stop saying the N-word, man. You make me hard.
Why? Oh, all right.
It's too early for this shit.
You really like it.
I do, actually. Yeah.
Tell him Terrell's weigh in. Look, this is going to be a great show. And I want to get the plugs right out of the way really quick.
Stop saying it's going to be a great show.
We haven't started
15
yet.
Minutes.
No, that's a timer. That's a countdown clock.
It's the editing clock?
Yes, the editing clock. We're editing all that out. Ladies and gentlemen, edit everything we just did. Welcome to the Realist Podcast. Colm Terrell, what would you like to plug?
Just follow me on social media at Colm Terrell. And then you can check out my podcast called Big Dogs, which I host with Jordan Raybould from the Raybould Brothers. Go check out their sketches on YouTube.
Awesome, man. Fuck yeah. Well, and your buddy left you. He's in LA now, so.
Shawnee Finnerty, yeah. He had to leave. He had to.
Pull the Tim Dillon on you. The
yeah.
one that
oh,
got
he was
away.
On the network too?
Yeah.
No, Sean used to host my podcast.
Fiend Dog.
Hey, Irish Goodbye Podcast, also available on this network. Definitely check that out. MikeFeeneyComedy.com and boom, at I am Mike Feeney on social media. And I got a bunch of dates up, but I'm doing an album recording September 15th, New York Comedy Club. So if I can get tickets to that.
Zach.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics watching B-movies, horror movies, genre movies. Nate, what do we got tonight?
Tonight, we are watching the classic Dr. Alien.
Thank you. We're watching Dr. Alien, which I did not tell my guest is a softcore porno.
Really?
Yes.
Hilarious.
And also, if you're in the Nashville area, August the 11th, I'll be down there with Capital Wrestling doing a real fun show at Music City. It's going to be some real cool people there. Scott Hall, Kevin Nash from The Outsiders, Jack Swagger. And it's going to be fucking fun. It's the first time I'm ever going on the road for wrestling, so come meet me in Nashville.
Yeah, guys, August 19th, Los Angeles, Legion of Skankton Friends at the Comedy Store, myself, Big J, Dave Smith, and then Bert Kreischer, the fucking king himself, Kurt Metzger, Tim Dillon, Annie Letterman, lots of amazing comics. I know Justin Silver's going to be out there, Mike Fenoy is going to be out there, a lot of,
Mike Fenoy, not Mike Feeney, you guys.
Really,
don't buy tickets on that, thinking that you heard something.
Nobody was buying tickets for you.
I mean, you're crazy. You just don't know. You don't know. Just like Tim Dillon, you don't know what you got till it's gone, bro.
That's true. We'll see.
I got to remind me to tell you a story about that because there's like off that new podcast. It's a whole. I'll tell you in a minute when you're done with
okay.
this.
Okay. Tell me in a minute. I can't wait. This is exciting. Guys, also go to my iTunes right now or our iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review if you're on Apple. You can get it on YouTube as well. Latest 15 episodes are available everywhere you get podcasts. Okay, our YouTube channel, Luis J. Gomez Comedy on YouTube. Also putting a lot of stand-up clips up lately, a lot of other stuff. So go subscribe to my YouTube channel as well. You can purchase the entire special at Luis J. Gomez Presents, LuisJGomez.com. You can grab it really anywhere you can buy comedy specials. Also, August 25th, Houston, Texas. August 25th, Houston, Texas. Come the fuck out, people. This is it. This is going to be the same venue we're doing Skankfest South at. So it is the Secret Group in Houston. One night only, two shows, 7:30 and 9:30 p.m. So make sure you grab your tickets right now. This will sell out. I haven't checked ticket sales. It might already be sold out. I have no idea. But don't fucking wait if you're in the Texas area to grab those tickets. And
guys, speaking of Skankfest South, that's another thing. Yeah, this isn't going to be Skankfest South. This is just when you're doing it. So don't buy tickets to that. Yeah, thinking it's Skankfest South because again, Irish Goodbye won't be there this time in August. But we'll see at Skankfest South, everybody.
We'll see if Irish Goodbye can make it out to Skankfest.
Yeah, we're busy. You're right. I mean, it's going to be
there's
going to
be a submission
schedule,
process,
but...
and we will waive the fee.
Okay.
This year Skankfest, we're going to be charging fees, but more than ever before.
After all the grandstanding, we would never charge.
We could easily. I mean, we had 900 people submit last year.
I wonder if it's going to fracture your audience group because people traveled from all over to come to Skankfest in New York City this year. So I wonder if maybe.
No, I think more. I think more people will. I mean, we sell out, so it's not more people want to come. You know,
right.
I think that. No, I think this year will be bigger than ever, and I think that it'll be easier for people to come check it out.
Yeah, we'll promote it. I told you.
Hopefully, we get the big draw. There's
some plugs.
Yeah,
Irish Goodbye. All right, lots of stuff to talk about here. First and foremost, Shannon. Shannon, congratulations on beating Ralph.
Thank you.
Give me a little cream. We got to stop. This is one cream. One. This is not enough. I need five.
No, you don't.
No, I think there's more in the closet. I need five of these.
You're gonna
this is crazy.
Five creams at one
Eric,
coffee?
Eric.
That's crazy.
Eric, there's one cream.
You use five creams?
Look how dark it is with one. Watch. This is the light. This is the,
yeah,
the
it's most coffee. What do you mean?
Doggy, look.
He likes it the color of his skin.
I do like it the color of my skin. That's exactly how I order it when I order it from fucking...
It's very demeaning.
When I order it from people at Dunkin' Donuts that don't understand the language that much, I'm like, the color of my skin. Look, dummy, look.
Yeah, yeah.
That's yeah,
true. Not your color.
That already color. Looks like
too. Ew! That looks. That would taste like mud.
Oh, brown with an orange beard.
What's with the orange?
He's going to sort of more. What is that?
Is it a religious thing?
I only saw that yesterday for the first time.
Can we find out why they have the orange beard? Why like older Indian men have the orange beards?
Look it up. Why do older are they Indian or Muslim?
What
are
they? I don't know what it is.
I thought
Sikhs.
Pakistani.
We're just naming things.
Sure, sure. I mean, I'm stalling for Shuni. The producer. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they have that, but that I have seen that in a lot, actually.
And I've never understood it. Because that's not, like, they'd have to dye it.
Yeah.
I found it.
They're like what the seagull that fell in curry.
So it says the orange coloring that some older Somali men put in their hair.
Somali.
What? Yeah.
It's henna.
They're putting it into, I guess, their graying beard, the henna.
Oh, like the henna tattoo.
You not even notice, huh? Yeah. Hey, ladies, huh? The guy's strutting down the street with his sunglasses on.
Have you used
look
to get henna
turning
tattoos?
Heads.
What?
You used to get henna tattoos when you were a kid?
No.
You never had one in your life?
Probably one.
Yeah, you did.
Like, yeah, when I was like 7, and then I was like, oh, this is fucking ridiculously
and then
gay.
Flakes off.
So bad. Permanently gay tattoos.
Yeah. Flakes yeah. off, and it's there for 2 weeks. You just have some weird symbol.
Yeah, no, I never really. I mean, you go down the boardwalk in Atlantic City. That was like my big vacation when I was a little kid. My friend Rocky's family would take me to Atlantic City, and I loved it. I really did love
that was
Atlantic
his family's
City as a
big
kid.
Vacation when Rocky would take Louis.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that is. His mom would fucking tie off and do some Rocky, you know? Because of drugs.
Whoa.
Tie off and do some Rocky? Has anybody called heroin Rocky?
Like rocks, you know what I mean? It's a pretty close one-to-one, you know?
You smoke crack rocks.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, that's, you can inject crack, you know?
I want you to sit in the uncomfortable bomb.
No, I just think it deserves a little more. It was a Rocky
Dude,
to a rock
crack,
joke.
Bro?
It was a fucking, you know? It was there. He said, whoa, which is not yes ending in any capacity. Zach is just staring. I see his fucking eyes rolling.
I've heard of comics getting less funny when they have a kid, but never their partner getting less funny.
You see? Here it is. You're all fucked.
Okay. all right. So, Shannon. You beat Ralph to 10,000 Twitter followers or Instagram followers.
What?
I now
really?
I now have 10,800.
Why,
Holy
Shannon?
Shit.
Why?
Because of Lewis's support.
What did you do, Lewis? How did you do it?
I told her if she
to
let
post
me...
a picture of her fucking dumb tits.
Sure. Look at the picture she posted, which is fucking phenoms.
Yeah.
This is when Shannon was at the top of her fucking game. Look at this shit.
Great picture, Shannon.
And then I screen grabbed
Your
it.
Your love is like bad medicine.
I took that picture and I reposted it and I said, hey guys, go follow Shannon and unfollow Ralph if you want to. And Ralph started having a mass exodus of followers.
No way.
And Shannon started getting a lot of followers and she got like 1,400 followers in just a very short amount of time. Now, the other thing that we have to point out with Ralph is a shady scumbag.
Okay.
I thought you said he was a Jew.
Because I actually felt a little bad about Lewis telling people to unfollow Ralph. I feel like maybe it was a little unfair.
Right.
So I felt bad until we noticed. I'm trying to find them. Oh, here we go.
Pull this up. Pull up the comments. Pull up all these comments.
Here's one.
Ralph followed me yesterday. Is he doing that thing that new comics do where they follow random people so they follow them back and then unfollow later? Because that's cheating. Yeah.
A lot of people.
A lot of people. I guess that's why Ralph followed me and 1,000 more random people yesterday. Yeah. Look how many people.
Wow.
Let's see.
I thought I was special. I was like, yeah, Ralph.
Shannon, can I ask you this? Did you do the thing where you put like makeup in between your boobs to like contour them?
No, I was. This is just like really
good. No, there's
good
plastic inside.
Silicon.
You can actually see her nipples. You like literally, I'm looking at her nipples.
I don't think
yes, you can.
Oh, maybe the right one a little bit.
You
yeah.
can see them both.
No,
you can see her nipples. This is a see-through top.
Oh, yeah, you can see. It is a see-through top.
Shannon, this, see that.
I'm telling you right now. I'm looking at your... Hold on. I mean, I can't.
Trace them what you're talking.
How do I point at them for?
Tell me where.
Right there.
Okay.
No.
Little left.
That's the tip of your nipple.
Yeah.
Go to the right. Go to the right. Up. That's the tip of your nipple.
Yep.
Shannon, these are your
this
fucking.
This is Seinfeld. This is
nippies. These are your big fat nippies.
Yeah. For sure.
I told Shannon if she, I asked her very clearly. I said, if I tweet this for you, will you let me suck your nipple just for a second?
Wow.
And she said no, like a fucking
Wait,
can
loser. Can we tell that whole story?
Yeah,
though?
That was
hilarious.
Story. Is there more to it?
There was an executive from a pretty popular company that was in here having a conversation with Ralph in Studio A, and Brian was out here, so he said, now that I got you the followers, can I lick your nipple? And I was like, no. And he's like, what the fuck, it's not a big deal. And then he was like, I'll lick Brian's nipple right now, the other producer, Brian. And Brian lifts up his shirt and he licks his nipple,
suck that nipple.
Right outside of the studio where Ralph is having the meeting
while I made eye contact with Mr. Pandora.
There we go.
I was like, hello, you want to come and be a partner? This realizes what's happening around here. And then I showed him my Spotify playlist. Yeah. I smacked it against the window. I was like, yeah, catch up, bitch.
Good on you though, Shannon. 10,000, that's a good number.
You can see me lick Shannon's nipple after you watch this 30-second video.
You can swipe up now, Shannon.
That's what I was going for, that's the 10,000, yeah.
Yeah.
You can swipe up after 10,000? Yeah. I can swipe up?
Yes.
Yeah, after 10,000.
I can put a link and swipe up?
Yes.
Yeah.
How do I do that?
You have to have 10,000 followers.
Do you have a business?
Way more than that. I have almost 40,000 followers.
I think you need a business account on the...
I think if you put a business account, then you have to put your phone number or something.
Oh, I read that you just have to get to 10,000. I haven't tried it
yet.
Yeah,
no, it's just, 10,000.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm angry that I submitted to be verified on Instagram, and it was nauseating even going through the process. It made me so angry that I was even doing it, and they just didn't get back to me. It's making me angry.
You have to take a picture of your license.
Ooh, I got to go through the process of...
Has to get a license.
Yeah. I was in a car, was all shaky, I had to do it 100 times. Oh man, those fuckers didn't even get back to me. It made me so angry.
Oh, that's so funny. Fuck, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
I
want to
see that swipe up thing.
Shannon, goes. Also, I've been doing a little bit of research on fake titties. Okay.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah. Why are you trying to get fake titties in New York when you can go to a place like Miami or Ecuador and get them for a fraction of the price?
Because then I would have to travel, get a hotel room, and get someone to take care of me for a few days while I recover.
I told you I'd take care of your tits anytime you wanted.
So you're going to fly there with me?
Yeah. If you let me fuck your new tits regularly.
Or fuck your old tits.
Yeah. Or weirdly.
Give them to me in a box. One.
You can take the old ones.
That's not a bad deal.
Is that possible? Can you do that?
Tits in Miami are like $3,000, where they're like $9,000 in New York.
Okay, I mean, if this person that told
you, because we want to get her white titties.
Shannon,
she has good boobs. The girl who told you about this.
How do you know it's a girl that told me about it?
The individual
could be a trans person.
whoever they are, we know they're not funny. Like,
so still a girl.
Look, these tits are fucking phenomenal. So you need to get your ass down in Miami and figure that shit out, Shannon.
Yeah, they do asses too.
your ass kind of stinks. Imagine you got a new ass, Shannon.
I mean, great. If I had the money, I would do all of it.
$3,000 is not bad for tits.
No, it's great.
Yeah, you need to figure that shit out.
How long do they last? Start a fucking Patreon.
Yeah.
They last 10 years, but mine are 17 years old.
So into your 50s.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
When do you stop getting that? They have a cat. 70? Do you go down to like a B cup and just be
no,
like...
No, I am like nothing without them. I'm like an A.
That's true, yeah. 100%. I like a girl who knows herself.
Yeah. It's actually my identity, so I can't afford to get lower.
Shannon, can you pull your shirt down? We can't hear you.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Guest has one, huh?
Yeah.
That's fun.
We don't fuck around. Okay. So what happened with Steve-O's tweets?
What?
I watched Steve-O. That happen in real time.
What happened?
Steve-O got hacked.
So, yeah, Steve-O's Twitter got hacked, and they went hard. Like, the stuff they were tweeting out was...
I only saw a few. The first one I saw, I watched it happen in real time. I watched Steve-O tweet, Steve-O's account just tweeted, "Sup niggas," in all capitals. And I was like, I think Steve-O got hacked. And then I watched, he posted something.
I've got a few saved.
One said, "I hate stinky niggers."
I've got the pictures. Hang on. I've got them up.
But the comments were great because it was people that were like, I can't believe he's gone over the edge. And not obviously he's been hacked.
Steve-O's back on the drugs.
Yeah.
I love my boy Hitler.
A lot of clown emojis going his way.
He has a new special coming out. Yeah. He's trying to promote it.
What do you call a nigger in a tree with a briefcase? A branch manager. Jesus Christ. It's a good joke, but...
Is it?
It's not bad.
He tweeted at CNN and just put Stars of David next to all the anchors and It's nearly 9,000 likes.
It must do. Can you imagine what a nightmare it is, though?
We need to end K-pop. Fuck those bug-eyed dancing chinks. Who's with me?
See, here's the problem. If you're trying to hack somebody, if you hack somebody, you got to just put out like one or at most two of these tweets. You can't put out 17 because then everyone's like, oh, okay, he was hacked.
You'd be surprised how many people did not.
I have a question. How is this? Is this still up or it was? How long was it up for before it got? He's got to hate nigger so much, stinky dirty apes. Jesus Christ! So you would think this is a hack. Obviously, you wouldn't think that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot in a short amount of time, and it was, and also I think they locked him out of his account, so they changed his password.
Of course, that's the first thing they do.
He started deleting them, and then they tweeted, "Fuck off, Steve-O, stop deleting these tweets."
That's great. They're real rough. Why did they have a picture? Someone put a picture of Kenan Thompson that was
Thanos.
Yeah, but they put him on. Is that Kenan Thompson's face on Thanos?
I have no idea.
What a fucking weird.
That's like that guy.
Why is that happening?
Looks like Grimace.
It looks like one of those Somalis with the fucking orange fucking beard.
Very bizarre.
Yeah. It's just a little bit of fun. I don't know.
Oh, poor Steve was like, they've ruined my reputation. I was known for eating shit.
Yeah.
And coming on a midget's face. But I would never say chink.
Yeah. It's. Yeah, I mean, were people? Was anybody actually upset?
He was getting some real rough response tweets from people that did not have the.
They just didn't get that.
They definitely did not realize he was. They thought he went over the.
How do people hack somebody's Twitter? How do you hack into somebody's Twitter?
Watch Mr. Robot, bro. You find out like two things about him, and it's you can pretty much guess the password or just crack it. It's crazy.
How do you crack the password? Google that. How to break into somebody's Twitter account or how to hack into somebody's Twitter account.
Well, he also might have just left something open.
Yeah, you find out somebody's like birthday, their fucking.
Can they change the password if it's just left open though? Don't they send you like a thing?
As long as you know the old password, you go.
You have to know the old password to change
but
password.
But once you crack in, you get the old password. Then you go and you go.
But whose password is easy enough to crack?
Everybody on the planet.
No.
Everybody.
My passwords are pretty difficult.
Those people that do the Safari ones that are like 11 characters and numbers and shit. It's like, that's cool if you only go on that, unless you're going to memorize that crazy serial number.
There's four different ways. It's difficult to hack Twitter account without having certain equipment and knowledge of programming. Do not waste your time. After a dozen unsuccessful hacker attempts, you feel nervous and irritated trying to hack into a Twitter account again.
You feel nervous.
This is where special hacking software and keyloggers can help you complete the secret mission. Nothing extra is required. Install a Twitter account hacking solution such as MySpy or iKey Monitor on a computer tab or cell phone to be hacked and receive keystrokes a user submits. Along these logs, you will find Twitter account credentials. Wow.
That's what they used to do at ATMs. They used to put like a fucking thing right over the digits, and then they would like let somebody go up and they would see what buttons they press, and then you can just fucking peel that off, and then you have like the numbers it did.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
And then, so what are the other ways? Viruses, email can reveal secrets. Email link to the Twitter account. Pay attention to the fact that it's sometimes more difficult to access mail, blah, blah, blah. PC source passwords, and you can know password. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, essentially, there's software you can do. I have a virus on my computer right now. There's some sort of like spyware shit.
I used a
keylogger once to get an ex-boyfriend's password.
What did you use, you fucking bitch? What the fuck did you do? Yeah. Oh, you deserve everything you've ever gotten, Shannon. I never realized it. You use what?
I used a keylogger, but this is like 15 years ago.
What's a keylogger?
It's a software you install on the computer, and it records every keystroke the person makes.
That's what it does.
And then you can go back and review it. And
so you can look when he's typing in twitter.com. Yeah. You see that. Yeah. And then you
see the next letters that come out.
Oh, you fucking bitch.
He was cheating on me during our entire relationship, and that's how I found out.
Of course. You didn't trust him.
Yeah. I would cheat too, because you're a fucking hacker psycho.
He forced me to do it.
Wow. How did they get access?
He was hitting another woman?
yeah, he was.
How did they get access to his keyboard, though, to record that?
Just she went on his computer,
put the software on that computer.
Yeah,
holy
together,
shit.
So, yeah.
Wow.
And what did you find out immediately? How did you? What did you find out?
So the password I was seeking was to his email, to his Yahoo account at the time, and I saw that he was emailing with his ex girlfriend. And then from there, I found out what her name was and like her nickname associated with a nickname I saw on his cell phone. And then I called her, and then I found out that he was fucking her the whole time we were together.
How did you find that out?
I talked to her, and she told me everything.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
That's some fucking crazy.
Did you tell him that you installed software on his computer?
I maybe many years later, because I don't want to reveal how I found out, because then he would only limit the information he told me to what he knew I had access to, because guys only admit what they know that you know.
I know. This is why girls the girls are so emotional. What they do is when they find out you're cheating, they go, who's Susan? And why did you meet her at this place? And then you did this and this and this. Ladies, if you're smart, all you do is that you walk in and you go, hey, who's Susan? And then throw the phone at his feet. And then don't let him know you know anything else. And you are in the power position
Stop
right there.
Stop helping these women.
I'm going to help
I don't out. Like this.
Do you know how bad I wish my ex had thrown the phone at my feet?
Yeah.
And not beamed me in the skull with it while I was asleep? An old flip phone, so it was heavy as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't.
Right in the temple.
Yeah, fuck that.
That's what I did. I basically said like her nickname to him, and I was like, who's so-and-so? And eventually, well, I actually went to his job because he was bouncing in a club, and I stormed in there in like a hoodie, all angry, and I was like, "Who's so and so?" And then
he hit you in the head with a flashlight.
You just look like a fucking girl getting bounced out. Just arm bar.
Yeah. What was her name? What was the nickname?
Louise. I've said it on my show, right? Yeah, it was Shorty.
Shorty,
actually, shorter than me.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. He had like a fetish, huh?
She was a pygmy.
But now,
she was like a pig version of you?
In every way, yes.
A pig version of you, okay. Yeah.
Like the Twilight Zone?
That was really
Shannon
good.
Shannon Butternose is like this. Yeah. Ding!
She's a curly little tail.
Shannon, did the
she
girl
six
know
fake
about
tits?
You?
She did know about me.
She has six fake
tits. she knew about you, but she, and so you weren't like, oh yeah, you fucking bitch. You didn't go crazy on her for knowing.
I eventually did, yeah. Wow. But I needed to be nice to get the information out of her first.
Like, okay, so you're sucking his dick, sure, cool. And then
I
what?
Honestly, it's fine.
Yeah. No, I just want to know.
I just want to know.
I don't care.
He's the dirtbag.
I totally don't care.
Yeah.
Well, Shannon, that's fucking psychotic.
That's
psychotic. I didn't even know that stuff existed.
Impressive, though. I'm kind of impressed.
I'm never having a girlfriend again. I'm never.
Just don't cheat.
I'm never.
Don't be so unreasonable.
psychotic behavior.
There's pygmies out there.
I just the anxiety of having a girlfriend. It's not even like you're doing anything like wrong. Like even when you're not doing something wrong, there's just this natural anxiety over your phone of like, did a fucking ex send you something or text you, or did some fucking fan send you and it always becomes...
Watch a YouTube video in bed with your girlfriend. I don't care who texts you. The second the text comes up, you go,
yeah. Yeah, it comes up on the screen.
Yeah.
Close.
You're playing a game with your girlfriend, and like it's her turn to take them. Like, what was that game that's on your forehead?
Heads up.
So she's guessing things, and it's just a text from some other chick comes up, and it's on your head. Babe, what's wrong? Keep on guessing.
Yeah. Pass.
Yeah. Dude, it's fucking brutal, man.
It's humid in here. Is it like dewy?
You want to turn that
it's dewy in here.
Turn that AC on. Why not? So yeah, Steve-O was hacked. Whatever. He's fine. They got it back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's a little fun. Hackers have a little bit of fun. It's kind of funny.
That's crazy, though.
I don't mind it. I don't mind racist words for the sake of jokes. Like, obviously, this would be fucking made a career out of it. But I'm saying, like, even that, like, I'm not going, like, how dare they write those awful words on Twitter? It's just very funny to go do that to a celebrity. Steve-O also isn't the guy. It would be better if it was, like, somebody, you know.
With clout.
Yeah.
God, I wish I had tweeted New Jack that day.
Yeah. Oof.
Do you know, when New Jack was going to be on Legion of Skanks the second time, me and Lewis were at Sirius doing something, and Lewis went downstairs for something, I think to go, like, go smoke a ball. And somebody had tweeted New Jack, the terrifying hardcore wrestler, that Lewis uses the N-word. And Lewis tweeted that person back, but New Jack was also in the reply all.
Yeah.
Nigga, please.
Yeah.
And New Jack just starts tweeting, I'll play that N-word shit.
and is this man has like confirmed kills.
Yeah.
Really?
He used to be a bounty hunter.
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
So Lewis is like, I'm going to go downstairs. I got to call New Jack. But he left his
Twitter. Weird
open.
Sentence to say. It's like, I'll be right back.
New Jack.
New Jack's mad at me. I'll be right back.
So he runs out to go downstairs and call New Jack, but he left his Twitter open.
Oh.
And I sat at the computer. Noah was with us from Sirius.
Yeah.
And I tweeted on Lewis' account, rattlesnakes aren't afraid of monkeys. And I'm about to press send, and she dove over the desk and was like, don't do that. He's going to kill him.
Shit, we got to get New Jack on the show again. I love New Jack.
You
guys great.
Cool? You sucked his dick a little bit and he was okay?
I talked to him after. I was like, explained to him I was kidding. And he
you realized like, bowed down and he was like, I'll spare you?
Yeah. Spear. He said, I'll spear you. I was like, easy, New Jack. Whoa. All right. Let's see. What else?
Let's start the show.
We should start, right?
We have a great show.
We do have a great show planned.
Great show planned tonight. Show.
I wonder if I can get into it right now.
What happened? You guys got a plug.
What happened with the 65-year-old woman that was tased? Do we have video of it?
There is video of it.
Oh, thank God.
Do you want to just see the video? Do you want me to explain
36
it?
Minutes.
Give me a little bit of pretext. And...
Okay. So there's a 65-year-old lady in Oklahoma, I believe it was. And I'm sorry, my camera isn't working, so I can't pull myself up. But she was pulled over because her back, her brake light was out. So the cop goes over and is like, ma'am, your brake light is out. Are you aware of it? She's like, yeah.
She's like, no, it isn't. He's like, it is now.
She's like, yeah, I'm just trying to find like a good price on fixing it, but it's been out for 6 months. He's like, well, then I have to write you a ticket. It's been out for 6 months. Can you sign this and hand something over to her? This is all in the video, actually.
All right, so again, let's watch this. Go ahead.
Equipment, it's $80. You have till September 16th to take care of this. Get you to sign there where the X is.
So you don't even give a warning for this?
You've been driving around for 6 months like that.
I'm truthful.
Well, I'm not going to give you a warning for someone you've been driving for 6 months.
Hey, I told you I raped that girl.
You've seen me in here. You've seen me in town.
No, I haven't.
You had to. I've been up here.
Nope. Either way, I'm issuing you a citation. Sign there, please.
Well, I don't want to sign it because I don't want to do $80.
You don't want to sign it?
No, because I don't think that I deserve to pay $80 for something that is fixible and I can fix it. All right. That's all you want
to
do.
Go ahead and step out of the car.
Why?
Oh, shit.
Because you're under arrest. Step out.
Under arrest?
Step out of the vehicle.
All right, pause it for a second.
That seems like a...
Step out. I'm giving you a lawful order.
Pause it.
It seems like a big jump.
He's also, he's given a fair warning right now.
No, he is. I didn't know. Can you get arrested if you don't sign that?
I guess that's
could.
What they that's what it is. I guess if you don't sign it, you're
it
arrested.
Gets worse.
Wow.
Well, you obviously
try and drive away.
So, but here's the thing. In this moment, I have to be consistent with my philosophy, okay? Mm-hmm. And I've talked a lot about this. I was like, you have to comply.
Once you're caught, you're caught.
Once you're caught, you're caught. You have to comply.
Always comply. You could fight it later.
Yes, just don't
you're
have...
You're never going to win that.
So, right now, I'm on the cop side completely and wholly as of right now.
I am too, kind of.
Let's
always,
say.
Always on the cop side.
Always on the cop side. Calm down. It's...
Blue lies, baby.
However, this cop could have said, you have two choices. Sign this or you go to jail.
Right. Yeah, there is that. It was
he could have presented that because he in his head was going, say no again, bitch.
Yeah.
Say no again, bitch.
But also, can I be honest with you?
I should get a warning for being driving around 6 months.
She looks dangerous.
No.
This woman looks like she could have a weapon. Who knows what's going to happen here? You don't know what's in these people's hands. Right now, she's being a violent criminal, in my opinion. When you resist arrest...
Step back. She's got a charm bracelet.
When you resist arrest, you're creating an environment where the police are at risk, the people around you are at risk. Right now, she's being a violent criminal.
She
needs to be taken down.
She's being unlawful.
She needs to be taken down.
For sure.
Go ahead.
You know, he might have wanted to just go home.
Oh, she drove off.
Oh,
whoa.
Shit.
Now
that.
All right, pause it.
She didn't get fired, did she? Now I'm 100% on the list.
He should put bullets in this bitch. He should have lit her up with bullets. He should have riddled the whole car with fucking...
You can't.
He should have reloaded his clip. It should be like there was 18 shots, which means that he shot 13 times and reloaded his clip and shot 5 more times into her body.
Here's the thing. When you drive away, you're automatically at risk of being shot by a gun because... In a police officer's mind, the second you drive away, you could just drive onto a sidewalk and kill 16 people, and then it's on him for, you know what I mean? It's then it's on the police officer for letting him get away.
And there has to be part of him
that he wants to go into the bot, like the yell into his own body cam. He's like, "Oh my God, we're gonna shoot somebody that's not a black guy, yeah. not a black guy."
This is everyone gather around. This is the best ever. Look at yeah. this. Yeah. Now, you see, it's an old white woman.
No, yeah. he hands in his badge. Yeah. He goes, "I'm not fit. I shot a white person."
But this is gonna be a little scary.
I've let the team down.
We'll see how this ends, but I mean, you got to worry about, you could kill her that way. You know what I mean? With a heart, 65-year-old woman, heart
condition. She could kill somebody with her fucking Dodge Ram.
Yeah.
Fucking taillights out. That's dangerous.
Yeah, it's also exactly, what happens if somebody tries to fucking, doesn't see that she's turning, boom, they crash into her car.
Oh, she's making a right. Oh, no, she's stopping.
a cyclist comes on.
The left foot was out. Yeah.
Who knows? She's violent in many ways. You're right. Thank
I wonder
you,
if she was flirting with him, though, beforehand.
She's trying to say, he's like,
he's like, you dirty old dude.
Playing hard to arrest.
She's like, oh, is it? Officer.
Go ahead, go. Let's see what happens.
Car! Get out of the 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 car!
You better leave me!
Oh, she's hitting him! She's hitting him! She's got a gun!
Oh. Put your hands behind her!
Leave me alone!
She's got a gun!
Cripple across face!
Yeah! Oh, look! She's going for a knife! Yo, she's kicking him. Oh, she knows MMA. That's she knows it. MMA. Look.
Put your hands behind your back. Put your hands behind your back.
She's foaming at the mouth.
Lay down. Put your hands behind your back. Now.
She's taking that.
I will stand up.
You're going to get it again.
Oh, get her again. Get her again. Get her again.
Oh, dude. Who knows what she's going to do?
Why didn't you take off?
Because I knew that you would arrest me.
I wasn't going to. All you had to do was sign a ticket.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And then they have a real white conversation at the end of it.
Well, that's the great thing that used to be about watching Cops. It's like you always get the little post-game interview where they're like, so what was going through your head as you were jumping fence to fence through the backyard while we were chasing you? And they're like,
I don't want to spend a weekend in jail.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, okay, thanks for the honesty. Yeah.
I just didn't want to go to jail this weekend.
Yeah.
That was great.
A weird
can we watch it just get tased again, please?
That was fucking
noise.
Incredible.
That was a great noise.
I mean,
as Nate goes back to that point, they ended up charging her with
a taser. That was a great joke. Fuck off.
So they charged her with a felony
9,000 volts.
Felony assault on a police officer and misdemeanor for resisting arrest.
Yeah, you can't kick up. Once you start kicking and doing that stuff.
You charge her with a misdemeanor?
She took it like a champ, too, though.
Yeah, how is she going to put her hands behind her back if she's being...
She got fucking tased.
I mean, look. Could he have just...
Look, all right. She was way too entitled in this situation.
Okay,
man.
It was probably better to taser
than to wrestle
soccer kicker.
Well, that's what's going on. Like, what are you going to do? At one
break
point,
her arm.
At one point, this bitch is scratching at you. She's fucking kicking this fucking old bitch. First
now
of all, old people.
You go to court with her, and she's in a neck brace and a fucking sling.
Because I'm wrestling this taser. Bitch to the ground, and I'm trying to put her arm behind her back, and she's digging her face into the ground. Yeah. And you're like, what am I doing here? Let me just zap this old bitch. Yeah. Okay.
I guarantee, though, she's going to claim like emotional damages, like her a heart arrhythmia now because
he
of
broke
that.
Her turquoise jewelry.
Yeah. Which she got as a gift from her grandson when they went to Tempe.
Yeah, I think that he could have probably didn't need to tase. I don't know, but exactly, I think that
she
there's.
I think once she drove off,
fuck her.
Yeah, the best thing is to tase somebody and just fucking just eliminate that. Stops the fight right there.
Yeah, I don't need to fucking roll around on the ground with somebody.
He would have had to break her arm. I mean, he was like he was bending it in a way in which
if
it's
was,
like
if that was a man, he would have got his fucking head split in two.
Yeah,
she's lucky. She's lucky. She's a fucking woman.
I agree. So this cop definitely up for real estate of the week for sure. Put him in the put him in the bin. Does he know he's got a body cam on? He knows people are going to see this. He knows this is going to go viral. Are people upset about this, or people are like?
There's nothing in the article saying anybody is contesting this, and the statement from the police department is, "This is their policy. It's based upon fundamental fairness and the pursuit of justice, so that the matters can be resolved in the court forum, instead of in the forum of public opinion."
The sergeant of that station is the same guy who puts together those
men getting justice on women videos. Just guys punching women in the face. He's that guy. Yeah, da, da, da. fuck.
I don't care that what anyone great. Says. This is that a was, fun show.
This is a great show, right?
I want to do an edit of that video where she gets zapped and it just goes, it's electric. Boogie, boogie, boogie.
Yeah, I'm sure there's there's been other times where older women have been tased. We did that on Legion of Skanks once. We watched a woman get tased. We had tasers on Legion of Skanks too. I've been tased with one of those little hand tasers.
But not the one that goes in you.
Yeah.
That one scares me.
My buddy has to get, I have a bunch of friends who are like police officers and stuff. And like one of my friends was a police officer in Baltimore. That was like the only open job he could get. And you had to get
hit. A lot of turnaround.
You had to get hit by a car and tased as like, it's like training in order to like pass. So you have to like get used to being
the jackass police school.
Dude,
you gotta hit a golf ball into my nuts.
Yeah. You have to know how to fucking like when a drug dealer is jumping a curb to mow you down. You have to know how to fucking
roll over
take
the hood.
A fall. Yeah.
And ironically, crazy. If you're a police officer in Baltimore, you say all of Steve-O's tweets out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, that cop, give him Real Estate of the Week nominee at the very least. We're going to do that on today's show as well. Last week, we didn't have a Real Estate of the Week, so maybe we could roll over one or two of the nominees from last week. This is one of the nominees, easily. He didn't win. We had a couple Real Estate dudes this week. So, all right, so there was a teenager who won, a 15-year-old who won a $3 million prize in the Fortnite World Cup.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they play that at Barclays Center?
No, it wasn't Barclays. It was Arthur Ashe Stadium.
Oh.
Which is just not as cool.
Yeah.
But it was still 18,000 people live. I was going to go. I was going to bring my son, and I asked Kim if she wanted to go because she plays Fortnite with me. And we're just going to go like for a day. And it's almost like sports. Like, it's really fun like to watch the game. Like, if you watch people that are good at it, and you play with me now, Feeny. So you watch the people that are really good at it, and it's like you appreciate almost like an athlete, the way they move and can do it. You're like, oh, shit, it's fucking, you know, it's another level.
Yeah.
But the tickets for this were 16 years old. The tickets were $200 minimum. The nosebleed seats were $200.
It's crazy.
$200 fucking.
They say esports is going to take over like America. Like, you know,
it's crazy
sports.
That there's even like I didn't realize it was an infrastructure like that. Apparently they do that with Madden. It's like major.
Oh, yeah. They've been doing it for years. FIFA, all those shit.
Yeah. I had no idea that was sort of another side of this game. And it's with Fortnite, it's really cool because it's all done online. And you enter the World Cup tournament as a player, like me and you enter. You just go and the people who are the fucking best and who play, they get invited to the World. It's pretty fucking cool.
I probably could have got in.
You probably could have. Feeny is terrible.
I've played five matches and I've won three of them. So
Feeny, you stink. First of all, you played squads and you let us carry you to victory.
And I'm 3 for 5.
Yeah.
You can't argue with that.
But show the kid who won. Are there any interviews with him or anything?
Or is there like the second he won, like the last kill, where he fucking screams in his 12-year-old high-octave voice?
Dude, fuck it. Imagine you're 16 years old. You're from, where is he from in Pennsylvania? Some shit town, probably.
Podunk.
Just some fucking horseshit, middle-class, suburban fucking community. His mom is a nurse or some other shit job. No offense to all the nurses out there.
I think this is the part.
Okay.
It's from a news article.
Amazing. And not only that.
He isn't like
he's autistic.
And there were
he's a Cumtown fan.
No, a million people watching at home. Talk us through this and actually what happened. Because
oh, is that him? Who is he?
He played it on the computer.
It's extraordinary, Julia. It's gone. I mean, Fortnite is less than 2 years old since its release. The most popular version of it, as you say, is completely free, which I think is one of the reasons why we see such young players.
Yeah, it's fine.
Wow, 16-year-old.
That's fucking crazy. Imagine that.
$3 million.
I just fucking
be dead in a week.
I just pay my dad to hit himself in the face every morning. But here's $5K, Dad. Punch yourself in the face. Be great.
If I was his dad, I'd do that.
What?
I would do that if I was his dad.
Hell yeah, $5K.
Yeah. Look at him. Wow.
Look at that. I used to know a guy who'd do competitions all over the world from New York. They'd send him over.
Video game competitions.
Yeah.
What game?
I think it was FIFA, but he used to play a lot of. He was good at everything, but he was only like a world beater at FIFA, I think. And he used to have to go to China and shit like that.
That's crazy. I mean, it's pretty cool, you know. This kid, like, think about how many times his mom was like, "Stop fucking playing Fortnite! Stop all day!" And he's just buying seller. Oh, it's fucking incredible.
That'd be fucking
he just
badass.
Buys his own house. Yeah. And kicks his parents.
He bulldozes
out.
It. Like, this house sucks. Love it. That's what I would do. What would you do with $3 million, Feeney? Right now, $3 million comes into your possession.
Buying a fucking...
Would you finally go see Feeney or Cannon's baby?
Yeah.
Just helicopter
in. I would take like all $3 million on the landing on it, and then take either go down to it. I would probably do something, you know, boring, like buy a fucking baller ass apartment or something like that that would fucking turn into fucking 6 milli, 12 milli as time goes on, because white people invest, bro. That's what we do.
I don't know why I like Feeney.
Make sound and sound investments.
Hey, what would you do, Colin?
Yeah, probably something gay like that as well.
See?
A nice house. I'd get high quality mashed potatoes.
You know? What are you going to do? You know? What the fuck else are you going to do with them? You got to act like that. Because that $3 million is not life-changing money. For a 16-year-old, it is. Mm. Not for us. You're going to have more than $3 million for the rest of your life.
It's life-changing in the sense that I would turn it into more money.
Exactly. Buy. Send sound investments.
Maybe buying...
Kendama Factory! Yeah.
Luis J. Gomez presents Smoked Honey.
I bought Smoked Honey, guys. Not even the business. I just bought their inventory.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with all this shit. You guys want to buy some?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I would probably just continue to invest in different businesses and turn it into more. But yeah, $3 million right now I think would be life-changing. I don't think I would just blow it and fucking... I think I could turn that into...
Yeah, I mean,
10,
you'd have
20.
To take a little bit to fucking be like, you know, you blow it on, like, the amenities, you know? That's what I'd do. Get a fuck it.
Yep. Buy the Riotcast studio and just shit on the floor every day. This is my new bathroom.
You'd have to do a little evil just to get it out of you. You can't just be...
Buy a child sex slave.
No? Yeah,
no, something I haven't done.
Rent one.
I don't know what... You could definitely torture someone, maybe. That'd be fun.
Possibly.
Oh, I'd be good at that.
Well, torture.
I'd be really good. Oh, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I wouldn't be good at the inflicting, but I'd be so good at the guy who fucking walks in while the guy's tied up and is like...
and asks him for information.
Good evening, Lewis. Yeah. And then I just gotta go,
have you been having a good time with Bruno?
Yeah. Then
I put a cigarette in his mouth and light it.
Yeah, like, we're friends here. Don't worry, you know? And then I'm the one that just fucking takes the cigarette out of his mouth and goes... If it has to be this way, it has to be this way.
Yeah. Bruno?
And then I tell him to fuck. I know a bunch. I feel like I'm good at, like, thinking of ways to kill, torture people. You know?
This is a tank filled with live sharks and alligators.
No, that's too flashy. You got to do some brute force, like, you know, you're got caught in a cheating in a casino type of shit.
Head device.
Like a fucking, fucking hammer to a kneecap, you know what I mean? Or take a fucking bamboo shoot
taser,
under a fingernail.
Taser to the balls.
Pull fingernails off. Because that one you can take your time with, you know?
That's pretty brutal.
The best one is Ichi the Killer. Have you ever seen that?
No, what does Ichi do?
It's like a Japanese Yakuza movie, and they're interrogating a guy, and they hang him by hooks all in his back.
Oh.
And the guy, the main mobster, is making tempura shrimp while he's interrogating him. And then he finishes the shrimp, and then he just walks over and dumps all the tempura oil all over his back.
That's brutal. Anything with a dick would be the way to torture. If I was going to torture a man, okay, because what's going to happen?
Suck his dick first.
Yeah.
Remember what this feels like.
Yeah. Tickle his balls.
But he'd hate it because I'd use a lot of teeth.
I know. I just suck his dick really good. I'd be like, I'll stop if you don't tell me. I'll stop, I swear. No, what I would do is
I have a sandpapery tongue like a kitty cat.
I would start to take a blade to his dick. And I think very quickly any guy in the world would just go, like, there's no coming back from your dick being sliced up and eventually chopped off.
Yeah, but you could survive with a mutilated dick. You can't survive if you start fucking.
Can't confirm.
But surviving isn't the point. Like, what's going on? Like, if somebody came after my dick, if somebody can't, like, with a fucking, just like a scalpel, and they said, cool, I'm going to slice your dick down the middle in half. Just saying that to me with a scalpel in front of me.
You just
whatever
saying that now made
want.
My dick go inside myself.
Whatever you want. It doesn't matter. Kill me before you do that, dude.
Yeah.
Slicing my dick, just literally going, cool. All right, like, you don't want to tell me? And then taking the scalpel, putting it in the tip of your dick, and then peeling it down.
Dude, did you guys watch Barry? They did that fucking where they take a nail file to the guy's teeth. It's like, that's crazy. That's that shit brutal. Is like,
I didn't see,
any
I didn't see
teeth,
Barry yet. I heard
any,
it's great,
it's,
though.
It's fucking incredible. But any teeth type of mutilation kind of thing is fucked up. Yeah. You put a fucking bunch of like thumbtacks in the guy's mouth and
what
then fucking punch it.
Entitled asshole Feeny is. He's like, yeah, take away my floss.
Yeah, buddy. I fucking work for these.
You know, I have a fucking... Make me use a regular toothbrush and not my Oral-B.
Excuse me, if you're not using the Oral-B one, I have a Sonicare. Because of course, you know what I mean?
My dad had a friend who got murdered by a Mexican gang type deal. And they put his dick and balls in his mouth.
Yeah, that's it. Well, that's
my dad's friend, he worked like at a supermarket or something. And his wife was cheating on him with somebody that was in some type of cartel. And there was like a big blowout. He found out, and he got killed. And they found his body. They cut.
Shouldn't have cartoled.
Fuck. They cut his cock and balls off and put him in his mouth.
Here's.
I like it.
Yeah, I'll get another one.
Yeah. Fuck. Here we go.
I think I could get anybody to talk if you fucking. If you were like tied to a chair, right? I like cut a hole cut a slits anywhere in your body and then just put my finger in it and just kind of was fucking mealing around
in
there.
Well, if you do this motion, I'd come.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, Feeny. We just met.
Oh. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, torture me some more.
That's horrible.
Yeah, but it's not even that. Like, you could deal with the pain. Mentally, you can get over the pain of all that. I'm talking about the psychological warfare, a life with a mutilated penis. Like, it's
not the balls is worse.
You're worried about the penis.
Your balls,
you're way overthinking the penis thing. It's not about the penis. It's about surviving. It's about what do I die right here? That's what it is.
No, you're not
going
to die. I'm also going to continue to fucking torture you, Feeny. But I'm saying I'm going straight for your dick and balls.
Yeah, but you're not. You don't have any fucking nuance, dude. You're not a good villain. You gotta fucking inch your fucking. You gotta.
I just walked
into this
bath. Kick the guy in the balls.
Yeah, like, come on.
Goose, talk, motherfucker. Yeah, I'm gonna kick your fucking balls in, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, that's not exactly. You're too. You know,
just blaring Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, there's a fucking art to this.
He's like a 6-year-old playing Street Fighter.
Okay, just in the corner. Y'all see him just.
I'll fucking show you torture. I don't need any creativity here. Kick this fucking guy's balls.
You don't have any creativity.
Good, I don't need any.
Feeny's got that evil genius type of level to him.
Oh,
where he won't get his hands dirty, but you're just a henchman. You're just going
to
go in.
I'll send you in to do my dirty
bidding.
Work myself. And then when Feeny leaves, I'm going to be like, look, I'm really the boss. He just thinks he's the boss.
Yeah, that's fine.
This guy's a fucking.
I don't get any respect off this guy.
I walk out like this and get on my fucking train.
He's got pretty hands. Now spread your balls. Right, exactly.
You just take the penny board to his balls. Dude, that would be bad. Penny
swinging
board?
The kendama. Yeah.
No, you put his balls on your kendama.
Yes.
You cut them off.
Yes, dude. And then I keep on flipping the ball into the cup and it lands on his ball. The ultimate kendama trick. Thank you.
Wow. That'd be fun.
I'm really the evil genius. I know it seems like I'm the henchman, but I just let him think that. I could crush him at any moment.
Yeah, but that's why there's never been a movie where the henchman is like, the boss is more imposing than the henchman. That's your job.
Yeah, but what movies, hasn't there been movies where the henchman just goes, all right, fuck it, and then they kill the boss and become the boss?
Batman and Bane. Dark Knight Rises. Bane essentially does that. But even still, he's kind of like controlled.
A lot
you
of
know
people
what I mean?
Have said that I look like...
Nope.
Tom Hardy.
No.
A lot of people have said that.
Literally name four.
A lot of people have said that.
Name four.
More like Tom Hardy.
It's okay.
Fucking smashed.
Look.
You don't look like Tom Hardy at all, man. That's wild.
Not fucking
full
beard.
A mask on.
Wow.
And we have to do a Bane impressions again?
Just a repeat.
Tom Hardy.
Dude, I just
heard Tom Hardy.
Look at that. You think you look literally
pull him
anything.
And what's the movie where he's a prisoner?
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what you have in common.
Bronson.
I'll tell you what you have in common. The lips.
I think
that's what it is. I have the lips
you
and
got
nose.
Big. You both got DSLs.
Mm. I think you look like Hans Molman.
No.
Hans Molman. Yeah. Yeah, he kind of looks like Hans Molman.
I look like Hans Molman.
Yeah, get Hans Molman up there and have a look.
Pull up Hans Molman. I may look like him. Let me see.
Did you ever see when Hans Molman pretended to be Bart?
Yeah.
It's like kissing a peanut.
Oh, my groin. Yeah, it's like kissing a peanut. Come on, guys, do it.
Oh, nobody's gay for Gomez.
Give him them shades there. Look, put them on. Yeah. Wow, take your fucking.
Yeah, it's so funny.
My chin is starting to be coming more and more in.
Yeah, like you're losing
character.
It.
I don't know what's going on with my chin, but it's good disappearing slowly but surely.
Mm.
All right. Thanks, guys. I'm wearing these glasses. These are mine now. Whose glasses are these?
They're mine, and you
super
don't
super cool. Love them.
Thanks, well, they're mine. You can have them. Keep them.
Thanks, Bob.
You're actually stretching them out because you have a much wider head than me. So
you have a skinny bitch head, dude.
I have a. What's your problem? I have a.
It's literally
fucking...
one of the biggest problems with you is the thinness of your head.
That's one of the
not
biggest
even close.
Top three.
That. This is a lead head that I have here. This is what? You have supporting.
Welcome
you have supporting
to America
head.
In 2019, bitch. You are done.
Doesn't matter. Our time is coming again.
No, it's not, dude. It's
first
over.
Of all, Feeny, we call it henchman head.
Yeah, I have. Boss head, you got henchman head.
Maybe. I look good in these glasses, though. I fucking
do. You do. They're great.
I'm wearing them. I'm keeping them.
You're not.
How much you want to bet?
I'll bet you that kid's $3 million.
All right, let's go. Let's do it.
Skinny bitch head.
Can you... I asked you last time, Nate, to not bring up any more Australia stories, and it's been a theme that you add one in on the notes every single day. So I've decided to give Nate his own segment, similarly to how we give Shannon her own segment. This is
story
Nate's
of a girl.
Australian story of the day.
Down under.
Very creative name I just gave the segment.
That was that's genius. So
good day, Nate.
Good day, Nate. I like
it. Good day, Nate.
There you go.
It is.
Good day, Nate. With Nate.
No, you don't say Nate.
Good day, Nate.
Second time.
Good day, Nate, mate.
All right.
That's it. I got it.
What's
Nate,
going?
Good day.
Good day, Nate, with Nate from Australia. Get it?
Time for Nate's segment.
And it is in the title.
Get it?
It's very clever.
Crikey.
So what's going on down under?
So some Australian border officers have seized $1 million worth of crystal meth all smuggled in snow globes.
Snow.
It was liquid crystal meth.
Let me see.
What?
These snow
crystal meth? How the fuck do you know that?
There we go.
How the fuck did they know that?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I guess
that they still put all the sparkly stuff in there, so people doing fucking crystal meth could at least have
some good shit.
Gold flakes go into their fucking veins.
It's like Goldschläger.
I mean, that's a pretty brilliant way to smuggle shit.
And that's what I'm saying. How
because
the fuck would you ever
there's
know?
There's gold things in it.
Apparently, whoever thought of that must have been like, I fucking got it, you guys.
It came from Canada.
We're doing snow globes.
Which is funny. Well, I had a friend that went to Disney, and they made her throw out all the snow globes she bought while she was there. Customs wouldn't let her take it through.
Because they're liquid, yeah.
Shit. Well,
yeah.
Who buys more than one snow globe?
She, like, collected them.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's fat. Guaranteed.
No, believe it or not, no.
Guaranteed.
No.
That's a fat chick thing.
No. No.
She loves unicorns.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Snow
not
globes.
A fat chick.
You always see, you always know it's going to be a fat chick when, like, all of her, like, profile pictures... Or like just like unicorns, or like pictures of like it's just never a picture of her. Like it's always everything but her.
No, that's autistic people, not fat people. Yeah. Fat girls, if they're pretty, just do the face from the top. Autistic people,
yes,
it's always like wolves.
Wolves.
It's like 85 pictures of wolves.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah. Well, good for them. Good for Australia. They finally did something right.
What?
I said thank you, Lewis.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
You know, it's a crazy continent, bro.
I know. Australia.
Tell us one thing we don't know about Australia. One thing.
Something you don't know about Australia?
Something that we don't know.
Jesus Christ. I suppose that we had a white people only policy up until like the mid 1900s.
What do you mean? So did we.
Like, okay, but like we wouldn't let them in the country.
But they were already there.
The natives.
Yeah, but we wouldn't immigrate anyone from, like, they were literally, like, it was the White Australia policy for a very long time.
What was the actual policy's name?
It's called the White Australia policy.
That's crazy. Yeah. What was that movie that Australian, like, kind of, maybe you went to this as a kind of horror movie, but they go, like, camping out and by some, like, big natural wonder in Australia, and then there's, like, fucking, like, locals attack them and stuff like that.
And they kill a turtle in the movie.
It's like a wolf.
Is that the one? What's the one where they kill a turtle actually in the
Cannibal Holocaust.
Cannibal Holocaust.
Are you thinking a Long Weekend? Maybe. Do the locals kill them, or does, like, nature kill them?
I think, no, they, like, go to some, there's, like, a pickup truck, they get, like, stuck there, and the phones aren't working, it's, like, a weird cellular thing, and then they get kind of, like, maybe it's Long Weekend, I thought it was something
There's
else.
One where there's, like, an outback dude who kills people.
Yeah, yeah, what's that
one? Just one dude, I can't remember, there's two of them.
Like, fucking, I feel like there's, like, an animal name
it's
in
Paul
the
title. Hogan.
Like, Lone Wolf or something.
Paul
it's
Hogan. Not Paul
Wolf
Hogan.
Creek.
It's Paul Hogan.
Wolf Creek, see? Fuck yeah! Oh, we did it! I fucking did it!
My sister did the makeup for that.
No shit!
Legit.
Really?
She knew Paul Hogan.
Paul Hogan's not in Wolf Creek.
He starred. He was the killer.
He's not.
That's not a makeup brush. That's a makeup brush.
Actually, I heard that the killer from that movie, John Jarrett, he also owns apartments, and some guys owed him money, and he called them in character and threatened them to give him money.
Well, those people are retarded, and they go, like, this is a character.
Yeah.
I know,
but John,
I know
is this your character?
I'm on the fucking kill you.
Yeah. If they would have had Paul Hogan call him up, I guarantee they would have gotten that money.
What do you call the natives? Abos? Is that offensive?
That's basically our N-word, yeah.
Abos?
Yeah.
It's
I'll
fun.
Say
it's
that. Funny I'll drop some A-bombs. Dirty Abos. But that's a short for Aborigines, right?
It's an abbreviation.
But is
that's
it not really Aborigine? But is Aborigine also
well, it's like
saying
tranny
N-word?
Aborigine and transgendered. It's a similar thing. Like, it's really? Just sort of a... You know, you're just
it's like saying Indian.
It's the context. They used to say it like "ew" in Abbo. It wasn't like Abbos are beautiful.
You
know,
stinky, dirty Abbo. Fuck.
Or if you were making your creative character in UFC and you made him a 7-foot black guy and named him Abbo, like Lois did in his copy of UFC.
Oh yeah, that one. But we also had what did we have? It was Negro monkey. We made a fucking cat.
By the way, that is one of the competitors in Bloodsport. Literally one of the characters in Bloodsport.
We made it just the biggest, blackest guy. We went to with the color you could choose. It's just fucking black. And it's like 7 feet tall. And we made his lips as big as possible. And we named him Negro Monkey. There's nothing racist about this. It's just funny. It's just funny. I don't know what else to say. You know, look, he didn't have a great skill set.
Reading, zero. Whoa. Why is that an option?
Holding a job.
Getting shot by the cops. 10 out of 10.
Me, Dave Smith, and Wes on our UFC crib. I mean, this is 2002, 2003. Whatever, it was PlayStation 2, maybe, whatever the UFC game at that time. Yeah, of course. And here's the thing. Everyone made racist characters. Everyone did it. The difference is I talk about it. And that's why I'm going to keep Feeny sunglasses.
I've never had to change my from the default setting. I'm always like, there I am. And then I just start playing the game. character. I just add better hair, and then I'm good.
Yeah.
Just give it a quiff.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like that shirt, though. It's a great shirt.
What is that, Shannon?
That's just
that's Feeny.
That's Lewis. Wow.
That's great.
Wow. That's so funny.
You've got
is that why you pulled that up for real?
This is why
this is what I'm seeing on the screen.
This is why you pay for the Gas Digital subscription.
Somebody earned their tips.
Using code IGP.
Who needs an Instagram verification when you've got an emoji?
Is fucking great.
Real ass emoji.
That is my own emoji.
Oh, God.
Speaking of which, if you love the show, GuestDigitalNetwork.com, use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Get access to every episode of this show that we've ever done. Irish Goodbye Podcast, Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, and more. 20 incredible shows here on the Gas Digital Network. Check out Kurt Metzger's new show, which is incredible, called Can't Get Right with Kurt Metzger. And,
The thing is, ding.
And the thing is, too, with Shannon. Guys, go download the thing. Shannon's fucking awesome, guys. Go download her podcast. Get Shannon.
Shannon. I just did it last week. It was great.
Yes, get Shannon into the top 200 on iTunes. Have you ever been top 200, Shannon?
No.
Never?
Never.
I bet you we'll do it today.
That would be amazing.
I bet you. Here's how we'll do it, okay? Right now, if you love the show, this is what I really want you, because we love Shannon.
I'll
we
do
wanna,
it. I'll
we
do it fucking,
right now, subscribe to Shannon's podcast on iTunes, okay?
Okay, hold on.
Subscribe. You have to do all these things. You have to rate 5 stars. And you have to write a review saying that you fucking love the show or whatever it is. And that will get Shannon. If we get like 20 people to do this today, just 20 people, I guarantee you that will make Shannon break the top 100 on iTunes.
Is that 20?
20 people.
I thought you needed like 300 over the course of a day, no?
No. And one day, if you have a big influx of reviews like that, it'll fucking get up there.
Subscribe. All right.
Rate and review.
All right. Hold on. Well, are we all saying the same thing?
The thing is, ding. And then Shannon, you're welcome, Shannon. The amount that I do for you, it's fucking crazy, and you don't let me suck your nipples.
Sorry. I appreciate it.
I do way less for other women that do let me suck their nipples.
Yeah, so I'm killing it.
It's crazy. You're unappreciative. What happened with Nair now? Somebody did the old school, old-fashioned Nair prank.
Put Nair in what, conditioner or shampoo?
Yeah, and they went to a Walmart. Correct? And
that's right, yeah.
And they switched the Nair inside of a Pantene conditioner bottle.
I do have a question about what Nair is.
Hair removal.
Oh.
Oh, this is a prank?
Yeah, it's like rub Nair on your like legs and it'll make the hair fall out, right?
It's like Veet is also.
Oh, my God.
That's right, yeah. So I think there's just been a trend in like tampering with stuff at Walmarts lately.
Yeah,
so
people are like licking ice creams, pissing on potatoes.
Pissing on potatoes? Oof. You're really trying to get her to calm skin.
That's playing.
Oh, what was shit. That?
That's Shannon's podcast.
Some lady pissed on potatoes in a Walmart.
Yeah. Fuck it, that's blasphemy.
Don't do that.
Delicacy at home. You have to mother's piss.
So... Yeah, so they did that, and then her hair starts falling out.
That's right, and so she shared it on Facebook.
Does she now have the right to sue Walmart? Probably, right? They just settle out pretty quickly?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's really not any fault of their own. If you want to sue Walmart, scam that Jew. The way to do it is just put Nair in your own shampoo bottle.
You should go in there and say, last week I had a full set of
hair. No, I look like a goddamn emoji. But I assure you, I am not cool. Yes, it's me, the emoji.
Oh, shit.
That's great.
Yeah, so...
They should have them.
You remember when I worked here during the Blue Light specials? That is happy face. That was the logo.
No,
I swear to God, it was funny.
No, it's great. It was very funny. So, why wouldn't you do that, though? Fiend Dog, you have a great head of hair. You're in the entertainment industry. Why wouldn't you go put Nair inside of a shampoo bottle and come back in and say, what the fuck is going on here? I was just Nair'd by you people.
I was Nair'd.
No. Don't go near me.
Don't go near me.
That's a pun.
I liked it. So, and then you'd sue and they would settle out very quickly for, you know, maybe.
How much?
$3 million.
No, $20,000, $30,000 you get.
You get $5,000.
Oh, fuck that then. No.
How much are you going to pay in lawyer fees?
They're not paying.
Kmart
don't lose
thousands
this shit.
Of lawyer fees. And plus, if Walmart really wants to fucking fight, they have a team of
They're
lawyers.
Not fighting. They're going to settle out.
Maybe.
They're going to settle out.
Unless they have video of you fucking bringing your
own
shampoo
in. No, here's what you do.
In.
What you do is you have a friend, because you're going to need video evidence that somebody tampered with it, right? You bring in another friend to tamper.
You buy one of those emoji masks. And frame loop.
Well, no, I just go in with the glasses, I tamper, and then I'd come back in without the glasses.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, it's a completely different guy.
Yeah, smart. Just big tears running down the side of your face like that. Other emojis. Yeah. Now I'm the sad emoji.
Yeah. You have a monocle.
What's going on with my hair?
Paint your face green. It made me sick. Yeah. Blocky.
It's fun.
I just feel like you could scam that Jew pretty easily with something like that. That is a way better prank than, you know, faking a slip and fall inside of a supermarket where you have to sort of break your hip or whatever. This is just nairing your hair.
Especially now, because this is people are tampering with stuff all over the place.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even check.
Now is the time to capitalize on it. Do it this week.
Can we call a lawyer right now? And yes,
it costs money to call a lawyer because they'll bill you for the app. If you start asking legal advice, they'll
call. I guarantee I can call 1-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-
888-888-8888. Wow, so easy.
So call 1-888-888.
Call Celino and Barnes? Get them on.
Call Celino and Barnes right now. Celino or Barnes. I don't give a fuck.
They're actually only injury.
Can you get them both on a conference?
They're injury.
Yeah, I'm injured. My fucking hair is nared.
My hair is nared.
It's neither here nor there.
Don't you care?
Here nor there nor there.
I have nothing that I can wear with this hair.
My head is bare.
It's not fair.
I don't care.
Paul Celino.
Please don't stare.
1-888-888-8. Celino and Barnes. And they don't charge
you
for
this. It's like calling like a sex hotline.
Watch. Watch. Is it? Hey, what are you wearing, Celino?
So what would you have to do? Do you actually have to tamper with the bottle inside the store? Or would you just do it at home yourself?
You'd have to have somebody else go in.
There has to be footage.
There's
got to be footage of them tampering. So you need to hire somebody separately that's never going to rat you out. You can't create a paper trail.
Also, none of this, what you're about to do, is going to work. Because you're going to have to say you're on a live podcast for you to air this. And then they're going to not allow that.
You think so?
Yes.
Watch. Celino and Barnes, 8888.
You're gonna say you're live right now on the Red Last Podcast, and I gotta text.
No, I'm not. I don't care. What are they gonna?
Yeah, what do they know assuming? The law?
I think you have to ask permission.
No,
or like at least tell them that they're being recorded.
Shannon, do I have to tell them they're being recorded?
Yeah, just like they have to tell us. Definitely. Yeah, you do.
What? We called fucking Rye Playland.
He has them on ready to transfer right now.
We tortured them. Okay. Yeah, put them there.
Go ahead.
Hello.
One sec.
Ask the legal department there at Gas Digital. No.
Yep. Okay.
What do you think about this?
No.
Hello? Hello?
Nate says they hung up.
Oh, yeah, because you guys are idiots. They probably heard us making fun of them.
We'll ring back.
Is it illegal to call them? We called Rye Playland.
It's definitely illegal to have someone record it.
Yeah, you can't use them with other voice. It's like every...
All the radio shows pretend like...
I know, but I'm just saying like...
Well, they get the permission.
I think Las Vegas... I think Nevada was the only state you could, because that's why Crank Yankers was done in Las Vegas.
Yeah, remember when Kim Kardashian was recording the phone conversation between Kanye and Taylor Swift, and then she released it?
No.
bro, fucking get to knowing, you know? So it's like, right, that was when Kanye came out that song. It goes, me and Taylor might still have sex. I made that bitch famous. And then she came out and it was like, this is crazy. I never agreed to this. And then Kim was like, oh, yeah, bitch. And then put out a whole conversation with her being like, oh, I'm totally fine with this, you know?
Wow. All right, guys, coming through right now.
No, hang up on Celino. Oh.
Okay.
And Barnes. Fuck him.
The bit's gotten old.
Now I don't know. I don't know now.
It's definitely not legal.
I don't know.
It's 100% illegal.
And it's like, I wouldn't, like, Rye Playland, they can't afford a lawyer. There's no way. So I wasn't really worried about them coming after me. But Slid on Bar and Staff.
Our lawyers.
They have lawyers on staff.
That's all their staff.
Yeah.
And a janitor.
Yeah. Celino and Barnes and Jose. Hello. I'm also here.
Fucking... One day I want to be a lawyer.
I can be a lawyer.
I start at the bottom.
Okay. Well, Celino and Barnes. Maybe you could sue. I don't know. I don't know if you could, but I bet you can get 20, 30K easy out of Walmart.
I think that's a lot, man.
It's not a lot.
No,
that
sounds about right.
That sounds, because especially if you work in the entertainment
industry. Will it ever come back?
If you're a woman.
Will the hair ever come back?
Yes.
For you, yes.
For her? For that woman that's that fucking huge patchy baldness?
But if you're, it could.
That's damages. You could say emotional distress, can't go into work, loss of wages.
It would be damaging. If Shannon's fucking hair started falling out of her head, she'd be fucked up about it. Shannon, would you not?
Yes.
Like emotionally, you'd be legitimately distressed. Problem,
yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's way more than 20,000. You're crazy. I'm saying
it's more.
Way more. No. Quadruple that. I'm saying 100,000. They piss that shit.
You would sue for, and then they would settle out of court for like 25K.
We'll
see. You try to sue for more. You try to sue for millions, I'm sure. And then they go, hey, 25,000, you're not going to get any bigger. And they're going to give you 18 other cases where Walmart hurt somebody way worse and they lost. And your lawyers are going to go, you're not going to win this.
What's the highest they've been sued for?
Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
Yeah, they paid Tracy Morgan as the payment.
Yeah. Like the toy?
Yeah.
Richard Pryor. Yo, Walmart sent me. This is a ghetto maiden call. Liz Lemon?
I'm going to get your daughter pregnant. How much did Tracy Morgan? 90 million.
So you can get 100K out of these people.
And fellow comedian Artie Fuqua as well. Artie got so much fucking money out of that.
Wait, so that mean they each got $90 million?
I don't know.
That can't be true.
But they've also got a lot of money.
Their truck,
they go in.
I mean, dude,
a high profile.
Do you think it's
like
the same amount of money since they were all in that car evenly, or is it like, or does it really work that way? Where you're like, well, you're more famous, so you get more money.
Yeah,
because I guess it would be because his career is hurt
more. Yeah, it's more valuable.
Wow. So he might have got like $60K.
I mean, technically, isn't that right though? Like, if you're hurting somebody, the same injury. If one person makes a fucking $1 million a year and one person makes $40,000 a year and they can't work anymore, technically, aren't you compensating them for lost wages?
Sure. It just doesn't sound, it just hits the ear wrong when you're like, your life isn't worth it.
Harris got paid in chicken wings. Drink tickets and chicken wings.
Oh, fuck, man. But yeah, Harris got paid out. They all got paid out fucking crazy. And also, I think depending on how bad your damages were. So if you were, you know, really fucked up.
Yeah, Artie was fucked up.
Really, really. Yeah.
And I don't think Harris was as fucked up. Harris had like a fucked up arm. So Harris still became a millionaire. I believe.
And I feel like every black comedian over 40 has one arm not working at this
point. That's true. Exactly.
It says Walmart paid out at least $90 million in total. So it was split between them.
Sure.
I was thinking about, there's this little bitch, Kendama. This little Kendama bitch who's like 8 years old. Pull up this girl. I don't know. You're going to have to find her. Just look up Kendama, young girl, and see if you can find. I've never seen anything.
It's going to come up a weird sort of porn, I tell you that, man.
No, there's one girl that's like fucking crazy at this.
I don't think you ever have to type in young girl. You know what I mean?
Just like type in Y and it finishes off.
Yeah. Anytime you put young girl into a search engine, you go on the list. You can just type girl. Girl means young.
No, this isn't the girl. But all right, let's see this bitch.
How do you know?
This is an Asian girl that I'm looking for, and she's like,
yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
This girl's okay. Yeah,
this is a white chick that's gonna embarrass Lewis.
Yeah, she got some skills.
Whoa. What the fuck?
Yeah, she got some skills. She's hot.
That's
too.
More than don't say that, but she's
hey. Well, it's her talent.
It's a compliment. Don't.
Oof.
Wow. And she's like not even looking. She's doing a no look while smiling at the camera.
She doesn't care. She's a savage. Well, there's this one little Asian girl. I can't explain to you what she does. Like,
right,
no,
this one?
It's not, but I'm sure she's
way too
good. And
that's also a boy.
Meh. Is it?
No, I guess not.
No, this isn't the one either. Dude, the
whoa.
One.
That's an old Asian woman.
She's in that
Mr. Miyagi.
Wow.
Show me a wax the car.
Wow, that's impressive, though. Now, this I'll watch. I mean, I see my only Kendama experience is with you. And so, like, I didn't know this could actually be interesting and fun.
What's
if someone
mean?
Was
Kendama?
Good at it.
Kendama? Yeah, she's not that. She's not even that good.
I mean,
now,
she's.
There's
I mean,
one bitch I saw. She literally balances the ball on the spike and then turns it over and balances the spike on the ball. It's fucking nuts. The same way you balance a baseball bat on your fingertips.
Yeah.
It's crazy what this girl does. Regardless, though.
What's it mean?
I was thinking about how, like, this little girl, her dad must, like, beat the fucking shit out of her every day to make her, like, the most perfect Kendama player. Every single.
I mean, why would you make a child strive towards that? Where's the money in that?
I bet you there's.
Are there tournaments? Are there Kendama tournaments?
I bet you there's major money.
Is this the one?
I don't even know. Maybe it's the same girl. I don't think so. No.
Wow.
She's okay.
Maybe I don't.
She's okay.
She's like four, dude. Right. Are you kidding me?
She just made that.
She's
iPhone.
Legitimately better than you'll ever be, and she's four.
No, I can do that. That's
you cannot.
The shit.
Do
I will
anything.
Get that good. I will get that good. I promise you.
You will not.
I promise you, I'll get that good.
No matter what you do in life, though, there's always an Asian girl.
I was gonna say you'll never get that good at anything.
I don't think so. Asians are freaks, man. Asians are born just.
There we go.
I don't even think
they definitely
get beat.
Do not lack discipline.
I don't even think they get beaten. I just think it's like emotional.
Training.
Yeah. So you bring Shane to the.
I mean, there's unless you're practicing this for hours upon hours upon hours, there's no way to get that good.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking crazy.
Asians have better balance, though, right?
Maybe. I don't know. All I'm saying is my mom used to beat the shit out of me every day for nothing.
Yeah.
I got nothing out of it.
See, that's, yeah.
There's no talent. There was no, for no reason. There was no, like, I would have just taken the beatings if it was, like, just to get good at piano. And then I was fucking, like,
yeah,
so afraid to
fuck,
hit the
wrong
key. Fuck,
I wish I played piano. I wish I learned piano when I was young.
Yeah,
piano be dope.
I wish I learned everything. I wish my mom didn't let me quit everything I ever fucking tried.
So you're trying to be a good parent.
Well, you know, you gotta let that go, man. Start just learning now on your own.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, you can't wish it away. It's not gonna change. So now it's just go out and learn the fucking Asian toy.
I've been trying.
If you're a heroin addict, you do want to teach your kid to quit things.
Yeah. It's her ultimate lesson.
Do as I say, not as I do.
I did everything. I did baseball for one season. I did just for fun baseball. You know, I remember one time it was T-ball. So you're hitting it off the little fucking tee. And I remember this is how sad I was. It was like 7. I hit the T-ball and I ran to third base. There was no man in my life to fucking just threaten me for running the wrong way.
Yeah. By the way, that's all of his dates now.
I just hit the fucking in our head.
I hit her and ran to third base.
And then I remember everyone laughing. I remember just like the adults, the kids, everyone just like cackling.
Look at this kid with no dad.
And then I ran to third base and I slid into third base for no reason.
Dude, my coach. Dude,
and literally everyone mocking me and me getting up and like, whoa. What did I do?
I do good.
And then I never played baseball again.
Of course.
Then I was like, Mom, I don't want to go back. And my mom was like, all right, baby.
No shit.
The little league I used to play in was so, when you're really young, nobody hits the ball to the outfield. And I was like the center fielder. And my coach was like this guy who was this giant, kind of like, he was this fucking huge 450-pound guy. And this was his entire life, was coaching this team. And he held on to like this game 7 mentality all the time. And I was, my family was like in the stands and it was just so boring. I was throwing my glove up in the air while the game was happening. Like there was like butterflies going around. I'm just kind of like, and the guy's like, Feedy! Feedy! Put your glove on!
Isn't
he's
a scene
screaming.
In a movie, though, where the girl's looking at the ground, butterflies, she starts seeing butterflies in the outfield?
I don't know.
That actually happened in a movie. But anyway, go. Continue.
The guy was just screaming at me in front of my family and everybody to put my glove on and everything. And I just literally looking around like I'm doing, like I'm laying on the ground in the outfield doing nothing, just doing absolutely nothing. And he was very mad. He screamed at me when I came in, to the point where my family had to be like, hey, why don't you take it easy, guy? You know, because in Little League, the second anyone grounds the ball to the pitcher, all 9 players come running for the ball.
It was Ladybugs. That was the movie. The girl, she was sort of in her head.
Is that with Michelle Trachtenberg?
Butterflies.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Close. Rodney Dangerfield.
You pronounced it wrong.
Yeah. Sorry. I always mess those. I always confuse those two.
Yeah. No. The girl starts spacing out and seeing butterflies coming out, flying out of the ball.
Oh, weird. No, yeah, this was just, was these you. Were just active butterflies. I was just trying to catch like a SpongeBob.
That was a good movie.
Okay.
Ladybugs. I enjoyed it. Remember that was the kid? He died. He was in the Chuck Norris movie. The kid was gorgeous.
I couldn't know what you were talking
about. This kid was gorgeous. Who was the kid in Ladybugs? Shannon.
I'm looking it up one sec.
And also the chick in Ladybugs was hot too. I just remember both these kids were hot when I was a kid. Now they're all right. Now I've been around the world.
No, I've seen other hot kids.
Yeah, I've seen other hot kids. But the girl was just, I remember, strikingly beautiful. And then the kid, he was supposed to be like a star. And then I think he just fucking fizzled out. How is it possibly taking you this long to pull up the fucking cast of Ladybugs? It's impossible that it takes this long.
I have the cast. I was trying to find the person you were talking
just
about.
Just pull him up. Pull
Rodney
him up.
Dangerfield you're looking for.
Yeah. It's fucking Jack A. Jonathan Brandis is who I'm talking about. And Vanessa Shaw was the girl. Yeah, now she's all fucking doped out.
She was in 310 to Yuma. Yeah. I remember her.
Yeah, she was the girl in Hocus Pocus as well. Yeah, she was smoking back in the day. I remember being a kid being like, this bitch is everything. She is fucking out. Pull her up in Ladybugs.
Just do something.
It's fucking psychotic. We're talking about how gorgeous she is. She's just, okay, cool. Not a problem.
Hocus Pocus related question. Is that the only movie Sarah Jessica Parker's hot in?
She's not hot in.
She's hot in that movie. Well, it's also compared to Bette Midler and other fat bitch.
The fat lady on the vacuum.
Yeah, this
is this
bitch.
Her as a kid?
Yeah, as a kid.
Wait, you probably don't. Who's the hottest?
And then when they dress up Jonathan Brandis as a girl, go to there. Yeah, he was pretty hot too.
I think that
you lost me at him.
I don't think Sarah Jessica Parker was attractive at any.
No, she was.
She's pretty hot.
She was really young.
Can you pull up?
She was hot. She had big old fucking titties. She was a dumb.
She was young.
And then she was as young as she ever was.
Big titties
in that movie. She did.
She's coursed it up.
Oh yeah, I mean she's like, yeah, she's like witch hot. You
know? That is, she's a hot witch.
Yeah, she does play a hot witch. I'll give you that for sure.
Horrible regular lady.
Yeah.
Hot witch.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also like, they make them like
Helena Bonham Carter is the hottest witch.
She also doesn't have big titties in this either. She just, they just pushed up and together. It's just a corset.
Did you guys see
The Art of Illusion?
Did you see Shazam?
Yeah, with Shaq.
No.
Oh, the car. The, what was that?
Was Shaq and Shazam? What was the movie that
he was
made?
Like the genie?
Kazam.
Yeah. Shazam was that.
Shazam's cousin.
Kazam. Yeah. But the Shazam, the one that just came out, right? With the superhero.
Yeah, it was
like
good.
A boy, but it's
yeah,
also
I watched it with my son. It was actually pretty good. But there's like the thing is they, spoiler alert, like they become the best, you know, he becomes the best physical version of himself, so he's big and muscly. Did you see the movie?
No, but I understand.
But the then character. They have the one sister who's a fucking smoke show. She's like the older sister who's like going into college. She's a senior in high school. And
get her up on
this. She's a fucking smoke show. And then she gets a superpower at the end of the movie, and they have an uglier, less hot version of her play the older like version, the superhero version.
Well, she's got to be bigger and stronger.
It just made me furious. Okay. It's like, come on. She's the better version of herself. What are we doing here?
Oh, they made her older?
Yeah, it was bad. Regardless,
so who's the hottest kid actor ever?
I don't know.
Now, that's a conversation.
I'll tell you. What's his name from fucking when he was in Terminator 2? What's the kid?
Eddie Furlong.
Edward Furlong, when he had that fucking dreamboat
That's
hair.
What you want to be. That's what you're going for, I just realized.
That's he who I am.
A young Ed
That's
Furlong.
Who I am. I belong in the back.
I will nominate hottest child actor.
Okay.
Ryder Strong.
Who's Ryder Strong?
From Boy Meets World. Not Corey, the friend.
I mean, look at that. Look at that feathered
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, yeah,
are you fucking kidding me?
Corey's friend?
Yeah, Corey's
friend. Yeah, 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 of course. I know Kim and Alex of broad topics.
But he's not really a kid.
A
you know what I mean? He was like 16, 17 in these. You know what I mean? I'm talking.
He's the one we all had a little secret boy crush on.
Yeah, come on.
It's Friday night, and the mood is right. Gonna have some fun. Show him
he
how
good
it's
hair
done.
Too, though. Great hair.
If he had great hair. I always wanted that hair.
That he looks like fucking
Georgie.
He's kind of awesome. He's like fucking. looks on that shit. Yeah. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, well, Topanga also same show.
Oh, hottest.
Of course, Topanga was.
I mean, insane hot
to this day. Go back to find me an unhot picture of child Topanga. Yeah. I dare you. Find it for me. Look at her. Look at her. Hi. Hi.
Yeah, now we're talking.
I'm going into the sixth grade.
How old is she there? Illegal?
Who knows? Look at Colin trying to check himself.
Before I say in.
Or I tell you how hot I think she is, let me ask him.
Yeah, that's right, these fucking kids.
It was also, you know. He wasn't getting to
a man. He looks like a fucking big toe, huh? This fucking from a neck
fucking
to the
nappy
top
hair.
Of his ears. All right.
Just fucking gross. Look, a white kid with nappy hair sucks. What do you want me to say?
It just means Jewish. Jewish is the word you're looking for.
Well,
to bring it back to the beginning of the show.
Look at her. Good for you, Corey.
And watch, does she turn into dog shit later on?
No,
she looks great. She looks great now.
Yeah.
That's great.
Day. Good for Topanga. Good for her. All right, look. We're gonna.
Well, we figured out the hottest kid.
We did figure out the hottest kid, I think.
Topanga.
Topanga's the hottest kid?
Name? The hot one with the tattoos. Megan. Is that her fucking name? She's really hot girl. She's in Transformers and stuff.
Megan Fox.
She was a teen actress, though.
Was she?
I'm sure. Right? She was in. Is it Seven Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter or something like that?
It's Topanga.
No?
She looks like Lindsay Lohan in that.
Lohan? You say Lindsay Lohan?
Lohan.
Is it Lohan?
She's really like
Lohan.
Her family was like good friends with my best friend growing up, and they're like a crate. Like their family is
the Lohans.
They're nuts. Like they are full. Like they're as crazy as she is. It's absolutely. Her parents are fucking fame
young,
whore
young
maniacs.
Megan Fox. Yeah,
she was in a show. When
what about like Small Wonder? What about that little girl? She wasn't hot, but she was
Punky
also
Brewster. Big titties.
The most fuckable child, Small Wonder, because she was a robot. So it wasn't even a crime.
Robot.
You were just having sex
You're
with her.
You're just reprogramming her.
Yeah.
You gotta give Mary Kate and Ashley a mention. Just
they're disgusting.
No, they look hard. They look like when E.T. hid in the closet.
They
look
twins,
like wish trolls.
Because it's two of them.
They have wish troll faces.
2 sixes make a 12.
That's true.
That's just the way it is.
He's talking about age, not hotness.
Too old.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Punky Brewster. All
she's
right.
A big... Soleil Moonfry, big titties.
Yeah, didn't she do porn afterwards?
No.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't she into porn?
No, but she got... Look at those fucking titties.
Breast reduction. Right? Yeah, that's too much.
What are you going to do? All right. Look, thank you guys so much for listening to Real Ass Podcast, watching Real Ass Podcast, whatever. Whatever you might do.
Wait,
however you... Oh, wait. We didn't do Real Ass Dude of the Week.
You're the cop, right?
The cops. Gotta be the cops.
Let's do it real quick. Real Suit of the Week. Who are the nominees? Let's wrap this one up.
All cops. All cops. Blue Lives
of the Week.
Who do we got?
All right. So we obviously have the cop that tased this lady.
Yep.
And then we have an old entry from last week. So a guy showed up to a vegan food stall in Soho, wore a t-shirt that said veganism equals malnutrition and started eating a squirrel in front of the stall.
A squirrel?
Okay.
Well, now he's just, he lost. No.
Okay.
That's insane.
That's a little nuts.
This guy, he showed up to a family's home while they were there, broke in, took a Gatorade out of their fridge, had a shower, and then hung out in there naked until they kicked him out, where he hung out on the porch.
Okay.
Until the cops arrested him.
All right, I don't think you should have done the list, but go ahead.
Insane people.
And that's the only three.
This guy's shit.
No, that's not true.
Please.
Quinn.
Please.
Oh, and the Fortnite kid.
No, and Quinn.
Fuck that.
Oh, yeah.
Quinn.
Yeah, I saw Quinn.
What's Quinn?
Quinn's that little...
Quinn's the little girl that knocked the baby into the
softball. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that police officer.
Fucking got to learn a lesson. Got to learn.
I mean, it was going to be Quinn. Quinn was so far ahead of the curve here, but... That cop who tased an old lady.
I wish he had tased that baby.
Oh, that would have been the ultimate.
Well, yeah. Look at this, though. Look.
This is great. So they're fighting.
I mean, why is nobody as a parent being like, watch out, watch out, watch out, like for the baby? Because
the baby's having fun.
2 points for Quinn.
Boom.
Quinn.
Quinn rules.
I say Quinn she'd be roll. Worth getting to it if she hit the baby in the face, but she hit him in the hip, which was still gentle.
Quinn did that because she had something in her heart was saying, I'm a winner. The cop had to for this job.
She didn't have to do that. You're right.
Dude, there she was had a headshot.
That was internal.
But look, she had a headshot available and she chose butt.
No.
Yeah, but that baby's up sauce, but she would have murdered a baby.
And she also understands.
Been the real ass dude of the week.
I can't give a real ass dude physics. Of the week for murdering a baby. That's psychotic.
A sibling, though. Think about it.
Doesn't, yeah. But if she had to hit the head might have just wobbled.
We're gonna vote here. I love your reasoning, Colm. Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Not sure.
She's real astute inside, but at the same time, I mean, this cop also made a choice. He made a choice. He didn't have to tase her. He probably could have strong armed her. He probably could have wrestled her down. To be honest with you, he probably could have avoided the entire thing. Right? He probably could have just let her off with a warning.
Yeah.
He chose that day.
He could have said, "Hey, get that shit fixed."
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
none of this. Hey. Come on, get a
listen.
Fix.
You're a grandma.
Don't let me catch you again.
If
I pull you over again, it's going to be
an issue.
She was being honest.
Say I did the kids.
He threw her also onto gravel, which is also not fun.
Look, she didn't drive her there. She drove her there.
She could have driven to a park.
She could have drove onto a fucking
trip to the mattress factory.
Yeah. She could have drove straight into that fucking little trampoline place the kids were playing. But she decided to drive to a hard gravel pavement.
That'd be fun. I would jump off a trampoline and get tased in midair if I could fall into a fucking foam
so
pit.
So much fun.
That'd be great.
So I'm giving my vote
taser,
to
trampoline.
The cop that tased a 65-year-old woman. Pretty fucking real ass, hardcore, parkour, baby boys.
I'm going cop, man. That was a series of decisions that led to that.
It's got to be. Going cops, too.
Let's go cops.
Ladies and gentlemen, this week's Real Estate of the Week. What's his name, Shannon?
Murphy.
Officer
they actually have not released his name.
Officer Riley Murphy or O'Flanity.
Yeah. Paddy McNick.
I was looking through it to find they haven't released his name.
Officer Awesome. That's what we're gonna call him.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this week's Real
Officer Zappa Bitch.
Go ahead, give it to him.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
That's it. Real Ass Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. We will be back on Monday with another amazing podcast for y'all. Go subscribe, rate, review, all that other fucking shit, baby boys. Thank you to my guests, Colm Terrell, Mike Feeney.
Woo!
Yay, yay.
Thanks for having me.
Zach and Miko, love you as always, man. Getting married soon, Zach and Miko. Very excited for this.
Thank you, buddy.
It's all happening. Just a couple months away. So I will be doing a live stream from Zach's wedding the whole time. Don't you worry about that, everyone. You're going to be there as well. We will check you on Monday. Peace.
That's all, folks.